Okay. Even though these human bodies do such goofy things. Disc that bulge and don't feel good. Nerves that tell us pain. I get the pain message. I know what it means. Wouldn't it be nice if I had a dial? If I could dial down the pain. If it only needed to speak louder if I wasn't listening. Oh, that's right. That happens a lot. But for all the times, I am listening. I'm seeking a better, more appreciative, more empowered relationship with my physical body, my bones, my joints, with my muscles, with my tendons. I'm choosing, I'm desiring a different relationship with this thing I call my body. And I want to say I'm sorry for all the times I've judged it harshly, ignored it, been frustrated with it, been impatient with it. All the things I asked of my physical body, I want to say I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I want to know great love, great grace. I want to have a pleasant relationship with this physical thing, this vehicle of my consciousness, my skin, my human senses, all the ways I haven't taken care of, I've ignored, I've abused, I've overworked, I've underfed, I've overfed. I've put things in here that I don't think is food. I put things around this body that wasn't good for it. People, places, circumstances, all the ways I've poisoned myself, all the ways I've hated myself, all the ways that I'm actually surprised my body's still with me. Even spiritual growth, even forgiveness work. How hard is it on a dense human body? All the ways I've seen this body as a hindrance, an inconvenience, and all the countless days and hours I just blatantly ignored it. All the things I have done, all the things I have not done. In this moment, I'd like to create. I'm intending to create a better, new, pleasant, loving, uplifting, dynamic, evolving relationship with my physical body. This body I don't understand. This body. This body. This amazing body that takes me everywhere. That gives and receives on so many levels. This physical body. I don't want it to age. I don't want it to break down. I don't even want it to complain slightly. And I also don't want it to request nutrition, water, sleep, all the ways. I totally stink at relationship with my body. I want to forgive myself now. And I want to begin again. I want to do over. I want to start today. Tonight. I want to make bonus points for tapping on my body. It's all about the body. Feeling better. I included the body. Tonight. I want bonus points. I want to start from here. I want to respect this body. I want to appreciate this body. I want to love this body. Even though it's going to age. Even though it makes funny sounds. Even though it needs a lot of maintenance. Even though it has a lot of sensitivities. I want to see the magnificence of this body. And if I've got, a quirky disc or two, a spasming muscle, a creaky joint, I want to know compassion. Patience. Grace. I want to give up. I want to transmute the habitual pattern of criticizing, resisting, resenting this physical expression of my consciousness. With all the ways I think, all those chaotic thoughts. It's pretty miraculous. I don't look really bizarre. With all the conflict of emotion I have experienced, it's amazing. I look as good as I do. And today, I want to be kinder, nicer, more patient. I want to be an expression of grace in this body, with this body, to this body, and all the discs, and the alignment of my spine, the alignment of my skeletal system, the muscles and tendons and fibers, the intricate cell work, the chemistry, the hormones, all the millions of things that go right that I never even notice. I want to notice it right now and bring a feeling of gratitude for this body, this body, this spine,
these bones,
all the fluids in my body. I want them to receive. I want them to resonate with a deep sense of connection. This body is a great gift to me from a loving creator. And it is built well. And it is goofy. And it is miraculous. And it is quirky. And it is my physical home for my spiritual journey, for my emotional self. And I want to honor it. And I want to be comfortable in it. And all the ways I have resisted being comfortable in my own body, I forgive me now. I seek to know myself in my perfect body, in my perfect self. And in that self, to align with the knowing that I am an aspect of a great, loving creator. And I want to allow this body, most especially when I sleep, most especially when I pray, most especially when I meditate, most especially when I tap, and even more especially when I'm around people I don't like. I want this body to know a connection to the older, wiser, broader part of me, that higher intelligence that knows how to calm all the nerves around a bulging disc, that higher intelligence that knows how to release the tension from my shoulders, from my muscles, that higher intelligence that exists within me. And I don't even know why. But my head is on the pillow. I request
that whatever it is
in this body
that remembers
how to sleep,
how to sleep deeply,
comfortably,
reconnecting
with Source,
with God,
with the Creator,
with light,
with all that is.
I ask
that this body
powerfully,
consistently,
actively
connect
to that stream
of truth.
When my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I invite
this physical expression of me
to release
all tension,
all worry,
all stress.
It'll all be there in the morning.
When my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
That is my directive.
That is my cue.
That is my intention setting.
That this physical body
relax.
That it remembers
whatever it needs to remember.
Chemically.
Hormonally.
Spiritually.
To relax.
To receive.
To let go.
To allow.
When
my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I am choosing
to pick
higher consciousness
so that I
might create
a bigger,
more loving
experience
of me,
whatever the heck that is,
in this physical body.
This physical body.
This physical body.
This amazing,
wonderful
vehicle of my consciousness.
This quirky,
misunderstood,
miraculous,
overworked,
underappreciated,
physical expression
of my consciousness.
Today,
I honor it.
Today,
I ask
that that experience
of connection
be made even stronger
when my head is on the pillow
and this body remembers
how to sleep.
I ask
that all work necessary
be done then
so that I might have a tangible,
physical
experience
of truth
and connection
that moves me forward
into an even brighter,
more delightful
experience
of me.